100 Remarkable Feats of Xander Mays, written by Clayton Zane Comer and read by Archie Greg Lawson. Right after Nana got really sick and couldn't get out of bed anymore, she asked me to write her a list of 100 remarkable feats I wished to achieve before the end of the school year. Having lived with Mum and me since I was 3 years old, Nana knew how much I loved lists. But what I couldn't understand was why she had chosen that very moment to ask me to write a list and bring it to the palliative care ward at the hospital. "Xander, my dear, come over here close to me," Nana said. I hated being inside the hospital. It made me feel very anxious with all the sick people calling out and the smell of disinfectant and microwave food and the bright lights and the loud sounds from the hospital machines. But Nana was number one on my list of people I love most in the world, so I focused on the list in my head to keep myself calm and move closer to her. 5 facts I learned about the public hospital. 1. 14 nurses and 2 doctors rotated duties for Nana's ward. 2. The doctors didn't visit Nana very often. 3. Some nurses were much more caring than others. 4. General visiting hours are between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 4 and 7 p.m. 5. Visiting hours don't always apply to palliative care patients. "The doctors have tried all their treatments and nothing's working," Nana said, her voice nasally as a result of the tube hanging out of her nose. I didn't like the way her pupils had sunken deeper and deeper into her eye sockets, which Mum said was a side effect of the chemotherapy. "So now there's only one course of action left to try, and it's up to you to help me." "How can I help you?" I asked. I was only 15, turning 16 in July, and I didn't have any medical training whatsoever, except for the time Mum burned her hand on the kettle and I had to put ointment on her skin, which felt really gross and turned me off wanting to become a doctor or a nurse or a fireman, by completing a list of 100 remarkable feats. "But Nana, I don't understand," I said. "How can a list of 100 remarkable feats help you?" Nana tried to laugh, but it came out as more of a coughing sound. "A single remarkable feat alone can change the world. Remember the movie Schindler's List? Mr. Schindler's list alone saved over 1,000 lives, so why couldn't your list save just one little old lady?" I still didn't quite understand, but I knew there was a lot of things I didn't understand, and Nana was also number one on my list of people I trust. When I asked her what she meant by a remarkable feat, Nana told me not to write things like "find a cure for cancer," "stop world hunger," or "make more money than Oprah," but simply to list any act, small or large, that was remarkable for me and would change my life for the better. After that, Nana dozed off. I never knew how she could sleep with all the chaos going on around her, the constant bits of chatter and squeaks of footsteps on the floor and beeps and whirs of the medical machines. I went home that night and approached the list of remarkable feats the same way I would any other subject matter, by researching, Googling, a bunch of lists on the topic. 3,920,000 results in 0.31 seconds. I spent hours reading and categorizing the material, paying extra attention to recurring significant high school social achievements. After I felt confident with my research, I typed my first remarkable feat. Given my love for list writing, it was no surprise that I kept typing and my list quickly grew to 10 remarkable feats, 20 feats, then 35, 50. I became so focused on the list that I lost all track of time. And when I looked at my clock again, it was already 11:57 p.m. I typed remarkable feat number 99 and then stopped to read over my list.